open my books feature. I'm obsessed with the poodle. So if ever there was a show created for the members of the ACLU, it is Glee. And this was largely a mistake. The show was originally created just simply to dominate iTunes and the pages of Entertainment Weekly, which it has done faithfully for the past year. But then within a week or so of airing, the pilot of airing, something unexpected happened to all of us on the show. In that rare occurrence, we realized that the show was actually touching people, changing outlooks, and most importantly, I think, launching discussions. Like the ACLU, Glee does not live and dream in a world that is. Rather, we live and musically preach about a world that we would like to live in. And that is the most important thing to me about the show. And this is a world where a gay 16-year-old is accepted by his working-class father. It is a world where a girl with Down syndrome is a popular cheerleader. And it is a world where a boy in a wheelchair is allowed to be in the football team because he simply loves sports. So many people write me each week from all over the world saying that an episode of Glee has launched dinnertime conversations about tolerance, sexism, homophobia, and jazz hands. And in that regard, I think I've realized that the legacy of the show is not about sheer entertainment, but education. And what I would like to take away from this whole experience of being honored by the ACLU, which is very dear and near to my heart, is I've so enjoyed learning about the organization and the wonderful things that it does. And on the show, Jamie and I work with around 12 people under 24 years old. And I'm very inspired by this award. I'm going to them all this week and asking them to join the organization. Thank you. And I think from that we will have 12 brand new ambassadors, of which I consider myself one. So thank you for this wonderful honor, and thank you very much.